Time to talk about what's going on at the Erickson Public Library. And usually when we talk May, we're usually talking a transition time. But not so much this year. Mr. Z joins us in the studio. On the phone, we've got both Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Thanks all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you are correct. So we are still going to do our summer reading outreach to the schools to talk about our upcoming program, which begins on Monday, June 5th. And the carnival kickoff will be also Monday, June 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. But we'll have more information about that coming up. But one of the things that we're doing this year is May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The library, along with some community stakeholders, have worked collectively for some years on community dialogue. And we have a group called Activating Community Voices that really focuses on programmatics and programs that we can bring in the community that really focus on the dimensions of equity, and mental health was the top equitable area to focus on right now. And it's a perfect time because, again, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we have a slew of programs that are going to be a part of that. So Tuesday, May 2nd and 16th at 10 a.m. RSVP, and Candy can speak about this, has been coming to the library on the first floor. But this time around, they're going to have information about the program, but also have information about mental health, especially as it connects with senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're really excited because on Wednesday, May 3rd at 11 a.m., Boone County supervisors are going to sign a proclamation recognizing May as Mental Health Awareness Month, and that will be at the courthouse, Boone County Courthouse. Mm-hmm. Following that, at 11:30, NAMI of Central Iowa is presenting In Our Own Voice. So there will be two presenters on that really looking at mental health, especially from their perspective. And that's going to be at DMAC, Boone Campus, room 146. Then the following week, the week of May 8th, Rhonda and I have worked together on this with Annie's Foundation. They are a foundation that focuses on providing books, specifically banned books, to both schools as well as libraries. And so they're going to provide us books specific to, mental health, but we're calling it the Teen Wellness Book Box. Mm-hmm. So registration is open now, and those will be available on the first floor main desk.
Okay.
And Tuesday, May 9th at 6 p.m., Emma's Elegance, along with Rhonda Kelly, will be providing group meditation and sound healing, and this is open for all ages, and that will be at the library. Next day, on the 10th, as well as Tuesday the 23rd, so on the 10th at 10 a.m., and then Tuesday the 23rd at 6 p.m., Lutheran Services of Iowa, LSI, will be providing a story time that we're calling Feelings and Emotions. So that will be there, and they will be giving a free book to every kiddo that attends. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, May 16th at 6 p.m., Drake University had started sponsoring a kindness bingo night, prizes included with that, and that will be at the library. On the 17th at 10 a.m., we're calling it a hand-in-hand story time about connection, and that's with YSS, Youth and Shelter Services. And then we're really excited because on the 13th, we will be having a really neat story walk. We do have the one at McCose Park. And this is called I Am Love. And it's based on the book I Am Love. Mm-hmm. And so if you want a shorter walk, you can start at McCose Park with me. We'll use the story walk path and you'll read the story and there'll be activities, snacks provided. Thank you, Fairway, for those. But if you want a longer walk, you'll start with Rhonda at the library and then walk to McCose as well. So we're really wanting to recognize wellness and mental health with that walk too. And then on Thursday the 18th, as well as the 25th, We're really excited because YSS is providing a bully prevention program, and this is open to school-age children, and that will be at the library. So a lot of great programs in the month of May that we are recognizing for mental health awareness.
I recognize you're facilitating with a lot of your... again, a lot of your existing people that have done different programs and opportunities with you in the past. Probably most of them are going to be around for the carnival, too.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, we celebrate our partners and our stakeholders, and they do such amazing work, and so we wanted to give them a platform to continue to represent that, too. And then I do have something that's not related to mental health.
Okay.
Maybe. But it is Find Amnesty Week. This goes until Saturday, April 29th. And what is specifically...
It's Library Week.
It is. It's National Library Week.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. Celebrate. So we are welcoming back overdue books, and the patrons, obviously, we want them back for that. And so they can return any undamaged overdue library materials to the circulation desk at the library. And the late fines will be waived, and you can begin using your library card again. We have all sorts of resources and services, so we want you to be able to use that card. So how it works is, again, you bring any undamaged overdue library material to the circulation desk, and the library will forgive the fines, and other fees may be excluded from the offer. And if your library card has been suspended for overdue fines, it will be reactivated, and you can begin using it again if you have less than $2 owed on your account. So these are all library cards holders that are eligible to have their overdue fines forgiven for items returned this week up until Saturday.
Fine amnesty.
We definitely don't want that to hinder anybody from having to use the library.
We don't want to send the library cops after
them. No, we don't. Obviously, we want stuff back and having you use that card, because the card just opens you up not only to books, but DVDs and online resources, Libby, all of that. Yeah. So a lot of good stuff.
So many things you have to offer if you have a library card.
If you have a library card. So please contact us if you have any questions. Follow us on Facebook. But we hope to get a lot of returns on those.
Okay. So May, still doing some of your regular regular stuff?
So for us, you know, the mental health stuff will be the focus. And of course, Rhonda and Candy have teen and adults to talk about. And pre-registration for children and youth, infants through high schoolers, begins Monday the 29th. And we're using Beanstack for that. And if you don't have that, you can get registered now for that. And then I'll be going around to all the schools starting next week. Yep. So
making contacts and get ready. We're having a carnival.
It's on Monday.
We're just having a summer reading.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. And I do want to give a special shout out to Herta Transportation, because they've been a partner for us, but we're now going to use their transportation. I'm gonna hop on the bus, and they're gonna take me to my outreaches for summer reading visit. So I'm pretty excited about that. So
good enough.
We appreciate it. So thank you,
Mr. Z.
You bet.
I know you got some reading to go do.
Yeah, I have story time. So thank you.
Rhonda, you've got a few things that you are working on as well.
Absolutely. The one thing I really want to highlight is we're having a really special program on Saturday, May the 6th. Some of you may have heard that something special is happening in England that day. King Charles is going to have his coronation. So we're going to have a little celebration here, too. So that is typically Saturday story time. So hopefully if the weather's good, all of this will be happening outside. However, if the weather's bad, then we will move the celebration indoors. So it's going to kick off at 10 a.m. with a royal story time for the kids. But then I do want to stress that the celebration is for all ages. Hy-Vee has very generously donated a cake. We will have punch and treats. And there will be lawn games. And the lawn games are definitely for all ages, including adults. We've got ring toss. We've got a giant checkers game, a giant story game. So just a lot of fun. We're going to have music. So the entire celebration will go on from 10 a.m. till noon. And it's free, of course. Everything at the library is free. So we hope you can come out and join in the celebratory day, because it's pretty significant, you know.
Oh, yeah. We don't get a new king every year. No, it's not our king, but...
Right, right.
It is a coronation. You don't get to see a coronation like that.
No, I mean, the last time this happened was 1953 when Queen Elizabeth was coronated. So for some of us, this is the first coronation we're going to witness. So yeah, it's pretty fun. And we thought we just incorporated it into story time and then into an all ages event. So yeah. And then for the teens specifically, we are continuing on with all our regular programming that we typically have through the year. And then, of course, into June and July, the program schedule for teens will definitely change, you know, more things happening for summer reading. But every first Monday of the month, we've had our Everything Japan group. And for the month of May, May 1st is actually on a Monday, we're going to be doing origami cranes and learning about the history behind why the crane is symbolic in Japan and what's important about it for Japanese culture. So that will be Monday, May the 1st at 3:30. And then they're still having the two early out days in May that this school typically has. So the first Wednesday of the month we call Early Out Makers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we kind of do that as a drop-in program from 2 to 4. So if, you know, tweens and teens, usually typically grade 5 and up, you get out early from school, come to the library. We're going to have an activity and snacks for you. We're going to have felt out and pencils that they can make flowers out of with a template. So we thought that one might be kind of nice if they want to give it as a gift to someone they know that's graduating or for their mom for Mother's Day. So that is Wednesday, May 3rd. And then Zach had mentioned the Teen Wellness Book Box. And how this is different than our typical book boxes that we have is they actually get to keep the book this month.
Oh.
And it will be in a nylon bag. So when they pick it up, they don't have to return the box. I mean, they get to keep everything. There'll be a snack in there, an activity to go with the theme. So that's kind of amazing. So we're really excited, and we thank Annie's Foundation for that. And then we have Art Club, which is always the second Thursday of the month, and that's at 3:30. And we usually theme that around a particular artist, and we just provide supplies, and we encourage grade 5 through 12, if you are interested in art or want to try it out, come on out. We give you the supplies, and you just bring your creativity with you to the library, which we always encourage. And the second Early Out Wednesday is May 17th. We call that Tween and Teen Time. We typically have music, snacks, and then we have some more mindful activities. And we'll definitely base that activity on the Mental Health Awareness Month. And if we just use that as a space where they can come out, hang out with their friends. If they want to use that for study space, we just open up that space that they can come, and it's a safe place for them when they get out early from school. So that's from 2 to 4. Pokemon Club this past month was huge because we had ISU come in with the Pokemon and Bugs program. So all those people that came out, come on back. We have Pokemon Club every month. It's Thursday, May 18th, starting at 3:30, and we encourage them to bring their Pokemon cards. We put a Pokemon video, movie, TV show on for them. We provide activities and snacks. And it's just a space where they can come out and come and share their love of Pokemon, because it's still pretty popular.
I was going to say, for those that thought it went away, no.
No, absolutely not. And like most things, you know, it comes back, and it has stayed pretty strong. So, and we have our anime manga club the last Wednesday of the month. They can come and have ramen. They get to pick out anime that we play for them. Show them what new manga has come in, give them a chance to check that out. And then, of course, we have our yoga that we've been doing every month, but we have a change to our yoga. So Friday yoga, which is at 10 a.m., you have a choice to come to the library and attend yoga in person, or you can still do it via Zoom. So it's still a streamed, like, virtual yoga class, but if you want to come and be there in person to do it, that option is open to you on Fridays now.
Yeah, you could have a few more people there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because some people like the community of being with somebody, you know, in person. So we want to make that available.
All right.
Yeah. And the one other thing that has changed is typically we switch to an in-person knit night in the warmer months. And we're actually going to try out doing it inside again, because last year we loved having it in the garden, but a lot of times it was just too hot and the weather, you know, might not cooperate. Yeah. So we are introducing Knit Night in person the first Wednesday of every month at drop-in from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And it's going to be in the children's department around the fireplace. We're going to set some chairs up around there. So if moms want to come out, you know, it's open to all ages, teens and adults. We've had some teens coming out to our Knit Night when we've had it on Zoom, mm-hmm. which has been nice. So we encourage you to come on out, and that's going to be Wednesday, May the 3rd.
Okay. So. All right. I was going to ask you real quick here before I switch over to Candy. I did want how did the museum, the mobile museum, go?
Very well. We were really pleased with the turnout. We had, I think the final numbers were around 250, 260 for the amount of people that came out. And we had a lot of classes come out, which we thought was wonderful. The teachers would walk over with their students. And we very kindly actually had a class from Sacred Heart drop off some thank you letters to us that we provided that opportunity for them. So it was a very positive experience, and we really thank the Iowa State Historical Society for providing that.
Okay. So. That was good. That was good. I know that, outside of being closed on Sunday, otherwise it was regular library hours. And
it was, and I do have to thank, it was, we had volunteers. We sent a call out to volunteers to be able to host the museum for us. And the community, I mean, support was incredible. So we thank the volunteers so much for helping us with that and allowing us to have that open to the public.
All right, very good. Well, Candy, what do you have going on for adults here in May?
Oh, we have a busy month. I thought we would maybe take a little break and get ready for summer reading, but we're forging on ahead.
Not quite, huh?
No, it's okay. Our house plant swap continues on the main floor. You can bring in a house plant. You don't have to bring one in. You can just shop the table and take something home if you'd like to start a plant. It is looking a little bare right now, so I've been going around the library and clipping off the plants there and starting them in jars. But any day you can bring a plant in, put it on the table for someone else, and help yourself to another one. We also have the seed catalog, and now that the weather maybe is going to start cooperating, you can stop in, and there's a card catalog on the main floor, and there are seed packages in it, and you can pick two per person, and we also accept unopened new seed packages, and you can leave those at the main desk so we can replenish it. We don't have very many flower seeds. We have lots of vegetables, but not very many flowers.
All right.
Kathy Cottrell, who works at the library, is providing the grab-and-go on May 1st for adults. You can stop in and pick up a kit to make either a Mother's Day card or a birthday card. So she's provided all the supplies for that, and those are while supplies last. Tucker Mitchell will be, he stopped in last month, and he had a few people talk to him about Medicare, and he'll be back on Friday the 5th from noon to 1. It's a drop-in program. There's no registration. It's free. He's not selling you anything. He's merely informing you about Medicare, and you can bring your lunch if you'd like. It's just, if you have questions, he's there to answer them. Really nice young man. He'll also be back Friday the 19th of May, also at noon. So he's just sort of trying to provide information before the sign-up later in the year.
Yep. Before you make those decisions, yes.
Yeah, and try to get everybody's questions answered. And he's from West Des Moines, so you don't have to go there. You can just stop up at the second floor meeting room at the library.
All right.
Craft swap donation days are the second and fourth Mondays. I take crafts all day at the main desk. We replenish the craft swap table. We've had lots and lots of needlework, projects brought in and patterns. There's yarn, scrapbook materials. It varies almost every day. I try to put something different out. So if you're in the library, give a peek over at that table or bring something in either on the second or fourth Mondays. Books at the Brewery is also on the second Monday of the month, and we usually have about 8 to 10 people that have been coming, and you meet at the Boone Valley Brewing Company. come and chat. We start talking about books, but then sometimes we divest into other things. But that's okay. We're trying to get information out about it, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's so a social event.
Tell us what you're reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Family history is always offered on the second and fourth Tuesdays at 6:30. There's two women here in town that come and will help you use Ancestry.com, the library edition that we have. Book discussion group, if you don't, you can come to both book discussions, and we have people interested and do that. But book discussion group, they meet upstairs on Tuesday the 16th at 7. You can also join via Zoom, and they review the same book. So the book is available at the main desk right now. I think there's only one copy left, so you might pop in and get it before it's gone as well.
Okay.
Third Thursday at Hoover's continues on Thursday the 18th at 6 o'clock. It's always via Zoom. It's in collaboration with Iowa Libraries and the Hoover Presidential Library, and they put on programs every month. And they're really, if you've missed one, you can always go to their website and look under archived videos, and they have all the videos there from the past ones. Writer's Workshop will continue on the third Saturday of the month on the 20th. They meet at 9:30 upstairs in the second floor meeting room, and we'll have a special author there in May, Rachel Aukus. She's a science fiction writer. She has quite a few books under her belt, and she's going to come and give the writers some tips, and then she'll be back, I believe, later during summer reading, and she'll present an author talk, and she'll have her books available for sale and that night. Watch for that.
Okay.
Trying to breathe a little life into fresh conversations. We work with Aging Resources of Central Iowa. They provide a program on Zoom. You can watch it at Eastern Star Wellness Center. You can watch it at your home. You can get the Zoom link, or you can come up and join me in the second floor meeting room on the fourth Monday of the month at 10 a.m. They talk about, this last month we talked about fiber, kind of mundane subjects, but everybody needs to know about fiber and
sure,
exercise and how to read nutrition labels and how to keep you as healthy as possible for as long as possible. And so it is really a great opportunity. And then we'll wrap up the month with Emily Mallory. She'll be at the she'll be on Zoom now Tuesday the 23rd. We had a great program with her last night at the library. She's from Kansas, and she comes up periodically to visit Iowa libraries and do her programs. So last night she was there, and we had about two dozen people learn how to fold a book, a tulip, into a book. So when you look at the book, the pages are folded to look like a tulip. So we had a great group. Lots of her regulars joined us, and they got to meet her in person. And so she will continue that realm on Zoom in May, but we're going to fold a book, but it's going to be a little more complicated using scissors.
Okay.
So hopefully everybody will. We didn't scare off anybody last night. I think everybody had a really good time.
All right, good.
And I wanted to remind everybody that the library is closed on May 29th in observance of Memorial Day.
All right. Candy, thanks for joining us. Rhonda, thanks also for visiting. And, of course, we had Zach Steer on early. That's our program today. Thank you.
Thank you.